Karen Scanlon, Executive Director at the Conservation Technology Information Center.
All right, Karen, we have coming up this year's Conservation in Action Tour, which this year is going to visit the Everglades in Florida. That's really exciting. Tell us a little bit about this tour and what people are going to see on it.
The Conservation in Action Tour this year will be held October 14th and 15th, and we're going to spend the day touring around the Everglades agricultural area and learning about a very successful best management practices program that was developed and is implemented by a collaborative effort of growers and regulators and researchers in Florida who saw a need to increase adoption of practices that will protect water quality. And producers and growers in this region are really doing a fantastic job of identifying and applying these innovative practices. And so we're going to hear from them throughout the day about how they are managing productive and profitable operations while protecting water and soil resources.
Well, most people, when they think about the Everglades, they think about alligators and swamps, but there's really a lot of agricultural production that goes on down there. Tell us a little bit about that.
On the tour, we're going to be visiting vegetable farms and also see sugarcane as well as rice growing regions. So it's quite a variety of different crops. And in fact, the Everglades agricultural area leads the state in sugarcane and vegetable production. And it's a leading producer of sugarcane for the country as well. So it's a very important region for agriculture and for the conservation practices that they're working on. And the conservation and the resources that the growers are very aware of in this area is soil and water, of course, but also wildlife. And we're going to be visiting some stormwater treatment areas that are an integral part of this system that are massive wetlands that capture and slow down and treat the water before it leaves the agricultural area and meets up with the Everglades. And this area is particularly attractive to lots of waterfowl and other wildlife. So we'll be seeing lots of wildlife on this tour, as well as a variety of crops that we haven't seen typically on CTIC's tour, but very important crops for our country and for Florida.
Yeah, it's different. Why did you choose the Everglades area for this year's Conservation in Action Tour?
Well, we chose Florida because of this region and its importance for agriculture and also for the accomplishments that this best management program has achieved. It's an area that has a goal set out for it through regulation that the agricultural area must reduce the phosphorus load of the water that leaves the area by 25% compared to what enters the area. And in the years that farmers have been working on this best management practice program, they've achieved an average of 54% reduction in the phosphorus. So they're far surpassing the goal that was set for them, and they're doing it through a very innovative and collaborative program put together that where growers have cooperated with researchers to find those innovative practices and regulators to put in place this program. And as a result, it's become a model for other areas of the state where this program is being enacted. And we're going to hear more about that program from Rich Budell, who's with the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, and he oversees this program. So he'll tell us more about that during lunch on the tour.
Now, who goes on these Conservation in Action tours?
We have a great variety of participants on the tour. We have farmers from across the country who participate on the tour. We also have folks from agribusiness companies, from conservation organizations, from agricultural associations. We also have media, and we have personnel from government agencies, from local, state, and federal levels. So it's a great diversity of people who are coming together to learn more about agriculture and conservation.
Well, I know we're getting a little close at this point, but can people still register for the tour?
Absolutely. You can register for our tour visiting our website, ctic.org, and find on our homepage information about the Conservation in Action Tour, and that'll take you to our registration page.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm really excited because I'm not exactly a native Floridian, but I did live in South Florida for a good part of my life, and I've never actually been out to the Everglades, so I'm really looking forward to to seeing it and telling the story to those people who can't actually attend. And Karen, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we're delighted you're going to be on the tour too, Cindy, and happy that you're going to be sharing your experiences with a much wider audience, because it is going to be a unique story that we're hearing here about the Everglades Agricultural Area. So we hope folks will listen in as, if they can't attend, and learn more about this innovative approach and how growers are really making a difference, and how they're managing nutrients, how they're saving the soil, and protecting wildlife areas. So it's going to be a great tour. We look forward to it.
And I'd like to encourage anybody who is interested, who's never seen the Everglades Agricultural Area, to attend. Again, go to ctic.org and go to the link to the Conservation in Action Tour, a unique story of the Everglades Agricultural Area. Thanks very much, Karen, and we'll see you soon.